everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Friday, January 24th, 2014. Hope you're looking forward to a great weekend. We're live each weekday, 12:04, right here on AM 1030 KVOI. Also, of course, we're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and the newly revamped KVOI.com website. Also, a shout-out to our media partners, TucsonCitizen.com, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun and Blog for Arizona.com. Thank you all. Our Friday Focus interview this afternoon, Kathy Arnold. Ms. Arnold is Vice President for Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for Rosemont Copper, which wants to build a copper mine in the Santa Rita Mountains south of Tucson. Joining me in the KVOI studios to question Kathy Arnold, Sarah Garrett-Gasson, editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer is here, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. If you have a question or comment for Kathy Arnold, if you'd like to join in the conversation, the live line number is 790-2040, and we also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. We're easy to find. If you go to Facebook, just type in my name, Bill Buckmaster, and it will get you there. Ladies first, Sarah, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Bill.
Dan, how's it going?
Very good, thanks.
And Kathy Arnold, how are you today?
I'm very fine. Thanks for having me today, Bill.
Oh, you're welcome, Kathy. Kathy, let's begin. What is the current timetable? When are you expecting to start mining copper in the Santa Rita regions?
Right now, we're hoping to start sometime the second half of this year, probably right around the end of the third quarter, early fourth quarter. We're hoping to start construction. So we're looking forward to getting going.
And the period from when you actually break ground, so to speak, to when copper actually comes out of the ground and is sent for processing, what kind of timetable is that?
The schedule's a little bit flexible right now because we're looking at a little bit more detailed schedule, but it's always been right around 22 months, so we're still standing right around there, 22 months to 2 years, and it's going to depend quite a bit on the ramp-up and the commissioning of the plant. So that's what we're looking at right now in a little bit more detail.
So it's like within a two-year time frame,
A 2 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here is Sarah Garrett-Gasson of the Star.
One of the criticisms of the Rosemont mine is that the company is owned by, it's Canadian, and that so people say it's a Canadian company mining our mountains for copper that's going to go to China. Can you explain a bit about what that pipeline is? I mean, we have all sorts of international companies that that we deal with every day in our daily lives. But could you take us through that step by step of where, once the copper gets out of the ground, where it goes?
Sure. I'd love to, Sarah. Thanks for the opportunity. Rosemont Copper Company is actually an Arizona corporation. We're actually registered in Arizona. We're a wholly owned subsidiary of Augusta Resource Corporation, they are a Canadian company. But again, like you said, I think, Circle K, some of those companies are also Canadian companies. So unless we've gone to war with Canada, I'm not sure why that's a relevant issue, because we are traded on the American stock exchanges. And so we're registered, and I'm a shareholder, so we have a lot of owners that are Americans. But in general, what's going to happen is we will mine the ore body, and we'll produce the copper concentrate product right here in Arizona on site. Copper concentrate is sold on the open market. It is a commodity that has to be reprocessed, so it's not like you could buy it at Home Depot or something. It has to be reprocessed. To reprocess our product, it has to be smelted. There are three operating smelters in the United States. One is owned by Kennecott up in Salt Lake City. One is owned by Freeport-McMoRan up in Miami Globe area. And one is owned by Asarco up in Hayden area, Arizona. So two of the smelters are here in Arizona. If they have room for our concentrates, we'll ship it there. It's that simple. We do have partners who have invested money in order to get access to those concentrates. And some of them are in Germany, Some of them are in Korea, South Korea, of course, not North. And then we've got other people who are looking at us. So to say that just say that things are going to go to China is not correct. And so it's a way to just denigrate our project and our partners without benefit of actually looking at what the facts are.
All right, here's Dan Shear of the Green Valley News.
From the beginning, there have been suggestions that Rosemont won't actually mine the land once the permits are in place. Have there been any talks at all ever during the process to sell off the mine?
To sell off the mine, you mean as in just put a for sale sign on the door? And
you would not be mining it. You would sell it to somebody else.
I hope we are, because I'm working for a company, and I am an active mineral processing engineer who does environmental work. So everyone who works here is hoping to get to process to get to the point of where we're operating a facility. We are a publicly traded company, and
right.
So if someone makes a run at our stock, that is a possibility. So I can't say with certainty that we would never be purchased, but our intention has always been and will remain to actually operate Rosemont.
So the question was, have there ever been any talks to sell it off? Have you guys ever batted it around?
Internally, no. Not to go actively seeking sales of a project, not that I'm aware of. And I'm in a lot of those discussions, so it's not something that, you know, you don't look to sell a business that's a viable business.
Kathy Arnold is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Kathy with Rosemont Copper. She's Vice President for Environmental and Regulatory Affairs. Kathy, on a day like today, Tucson is, well, the air quality leaves a lot to be desired. It's not what you would call a Chamber of Commerce day by any stretch of the imagination, with a wind from the southeast gusting to 35 miles an hour, a lot of dust in the air. After Rosemont gets up and running, will the dust problem, say on a day like this, be any more noticeable to people in Tucson?
No. There is a requirement that we actually have no visible emissions go past our property line. Our property line, as defined by how it works when you use public lands, will be the perimeter fence. So in no way are we allowed to have any kind of visible air emissions go past our property line.
Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Star.
How do you, short of putting up some sort of like invisible force field,
dome stadium,
super twins, yes. How do you do that?
Well, we have to use a combination of dust control, dust suppression measures, chemical binders, water, the plant itself. We've upgraded all of our dust control equipment from the plants that we provided to Pima County, and so what was approved by the state actually has some more stringent dust control measures. We have a dust control plan that is in place with the state, and so we have to follow that, and it has some application of water and those kind of things that are required, and we have to meet those standards. So the way you do it is by actually actively controlling it. The problem that we've got in Arizona is we've got a lot of dirt roads. I mean, Santa Rita Road is one huge indication down in Dan's area that actually has, they have, I don't know, 12 or 15 semi-trucks go up and down that road every day. There's no dust suppression on that at all. You've got the pecan orchards that don't have any dust control requirements. So just those two factors in the valley down there cause all kinds of dust control issues that arguably they don't have to. I mean, it's not a requirement in the rules, so it doesn't make the air better, but we have specific standards we have to meet.
Here's Dan Shear of the Green Valley News.
If you're going to still pursue what's it called, dry stack tailings, mm-hmm. does that present different challenges as far as dust suppression?
It actually presents different challenges, but they are actually better challenges. The way tailings are managed down using conventional tailings, you have large areas of land that you have drying out all the time, so they deposit the tailings into those large basins or those large impoundments. The fines actually settle on top. The heavier materials go further down as the water drains out. And so you have this layer of fines on top that sits there all the time. Winds can come across those, and they are almost a square mile, some of them, in size. So the winds can come across, pick up the fine particles. So they have to actively control a lot of fine particles. Our material is an agglomeration of all different size particles, and the moisture content is right around 15%. So they go out as damp sand. So we're able to put them down. We can drive on them. We can actually chemically bind them as we're working. And once you can drive on something, you can control it better. When you've got a large area that you can't drive on, all of a sudden you're having to deal with airplane flights, with some kind of algae growth, with all kinds of different methods. So yes, it does provide a different requirement, but in some ways it's a lot easier.
790-2040, 790-2040. If any of the Buckmaster Show listeners would like to ask a question of Kathy Arnold of Rosemont Copper. Rose, I think this would be the natural place right now to take a break, and we are on our Friday Focus interview. We will be back talking about Rosemont right after this break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. You know, sometimes circumstances come up that require immediate attention. Here's what took place.
Hi, I'm Don Pooley, former PGA Tour player. When the University City Church was ravaged by fire this past November, we knew just who to call for help. Ken Flower and the event team at Arizona Party Rental. As you might imagine, we were scrambling because we needed an immediate solution where hundreds of our church members could meet. Arizona Party Rental was very responsive. They quickly built a large tent, added chairs, a stage, and even heaters so that we didn't miss a Sunday service. We were able to use their rental equipment for several weeks until we found a more permanent church location. All of us at UCity Church are very grateful to Arizona Party Rental for coming to our rescue when it mattered most.
Hey Don, thanks a lot. I'm glad we were there to help out. Arizona Party Rental on Speedway just west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show at 12:20. And Sarah Garrett Gasson is here from the Arizona Daily Star, Dan Scheer, the Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun. Sarah, you are up next.
One of the things that has been, I think, a understandable criticism is the idea of, you know, water. There's nothing more important in our desert than water, and the impact a mine would have on the water table and the aquifer, especially in that southern Arizona Green Valley, Saharita area. One of the things that keeps also coming up is that while Rosemont has offered or promised to recharge, is that binding? Is that something that would be contractual? Is it, how do you make it more than just a promise?
Well, there's about three answers to that, and so I'll go through all of them. The first is that was part of our proposal to the Forest Service. So that shows up as one of our mitigation promises that we've made. So it's right now it's in the Forest Service documents. So that puts it in the area where it says we are going to do that. That information we will carry forward into our mine plan of operations, which identifies the agreement that we have with the Forest Service, and so that is a binding document on us. So we're required to, once the record of decision goes final, to modify the original document that we gave them that had the intent in it to do the recharge, and that modification will actually be part of our, I want to say permit, but the permit to operate. And that says what the terms are. So that's one way to do that. Two, we have an agreement with, we don't actually, it's Augusta Resource Corporation, has an agreement with Green Valley Community Water Company. And basically, that pipeline that they need to recharge is going in. Part of that agreement has space in that pipeline for recharge water that we want to purchase and recharge to the aquifer. So that's really the second piece of the answer. So we've committed to doing that, committed to building the facility, and committed to actually using their facility to recharge our waters. The third piece of that is we've already purchased 45,000 acre-feet of water. It's already in the ground. Now, we weren't allowed to use the Pima Mine Road Recharge Center. It was all locked up by Tucson Water Company. I think we were able to put a few hundred acre feet, somewhere below 1,000 acre feet of water into that facility. But once there's a facility that we can put that 45,000 acre feet in, there's a mechanism where we can, and the lawyers would roll in their graves if they hear me say this, but it's not an actual trade of water, but it's basically moving water that's in the pipeline further south, and we give our allotments, trade our allotments that are already in the ground up in Avra Valley to someone who would actually have been recharging there. So there's a mechanism to do that in the law, and so that's part of what we are going to do. So that's really the three prongs to our approach for recharging that aquifer.
Here's Dan Scheer, the Green Valley News.
That CAP water, is that going to be enough? I mean, is there going to be enough of it actually to do what you want it to do, I mean, versus what you're going to be taking out? And what about subsidence? Explain what it is and whether, how big a concern that is in the Sarita area.
There should be enough CAP water. They readjust CAP. The system is readjusted, and I'm no expert on CAP, so hopefully you'll have someone who actually does that for a living talk about it. But as I understand it, they adjust the allotments over time, and those allotments allow for you to be able to pick up water when you need it, and it increases and decreases in flow or are taken care of in the allotments that are not assigned. And so there is enough water that's out there for us to get what we need once we get going. So I'm less worried about allotments being available than I am with having too much competition for them to actually be able to get everything that we want. So there are mechanisms for us to do that, and we've got a plan. So that's not going to be a problem for us. Subsidence in the area has been going on for a long time. It's basically centered around the pecan orchards. You've had, I don't know how many inches of subsidence over the past certain amount of time that ADWR monitors it. We actually allow them to use one of our well sites and monitor partially for that subsidence reason. And so our pumping will not make that worse. It won't exacerbate that. We are not centering our pumping in one location. And with our plans right now, we're trying to make sure that the bulk of our pumping happens close to where we're doing the recharge.
What about a rail spur? Was that ever talked about instead of trucking the ore out?
We looked at that. That was part of what the Forest Service kind of investigated as well as one of the alternatives. The biggest problem with a rail spur is it's a long way. It's 12 miles down an area that is pretty narrow corridor unless you want to start impacting Davidson Canyon.
Kathy Arnold is with us from Rosemont Copper. Let's go to Matthew, who has a question. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I appreciate the fact that you guys are working to mitigate things. But as you know, California has recently instigated, the governor signed a water emergency, which is, you know, their first stage of realizing that Colorado water that they rely on is also, and their own water sources are becoming problematic. Are you concerned that, given that we are entering and have been in a drought situation throughout the Southwest, and the West, that might be a problem? And also, has the recent issue in West Virginia with the them basically, you kept talking about chemicals to mitigate the mine's effects, and those chemicals, are you concerned that, you know, West Virginia has now just seen what happens when chemicals get into their water supply? There's been a more of a national public reaction to what can happen to a area's most valuable asset, water.
Okay, Matt, thanks. Sounds like a two-part question, and we've got very little time. Go ahead.
Okay, water emergencies, I can't speak to that overall, what's going on in California and how that will affect us. All I know is that we have plans to take what we need and use what we need in the area. There are also 70 million or 69 million acre-feet of water in the Santa Cruz Basin, and it recharges annually. So once we get past that 30,000 acre-feet a year deficit of water draw in the southern region, Green Valley and Sahuarita area, we're going to be water neutral down in that region. So we're hoping that we can help to get that changed. As to the chemicals in the water in West Virginia, those actually were chemicals. Anything that we would use for road binders and those kind of things, we don't use the kind of chemicals that got into the groundwater there. Everything needs to be regulated. What happened there was an accident, and that's not something that would have happened to us. We don't use the same kind of chemicals, the same kind of things. And so our processes are all regulated, they're managed, and we don't have that kind of direct connection to the groundwater and to the area to actually put chemicals into the groundwater, I guess is the easiest way for me to say that.
Okay, Kathy Arnold, we want to thank you for spending some time with us. Kathy Arnold, Vice President for Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for Rosemont Copper. And once again, the timetable, you are predicting within a year. Is that what I heard you say at the beginning of the interview?
Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of the year, third, fourth quarter, to actually be breaking ground. So thanks for having me today, Bill.
Thank you very much, Kathy Arnold, with us on The Buckmaster Show. Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sarah Garrett-Gaston of the Arizona Daily Star. We'll stick around, and we will have our Friday Reporters Roundtable. We'll have a few more comments about Rosemont, then we'll move on to some of their top stories of the week. Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:35 on this Friday afternoon. Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer and columnist. You can look for Sarah's column every Thursday in the Arizona Daily Star. And you can also pick up the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, of course, and every day. Every day, right, Dan?
Online.
Twice
a week in print.
All right. Interesting conversation with Kathy Arnold of Rosemont Copper. Her prediction, months away, Sarah. I mean, it seems a little optimistic.
Just a tad. Yeah. Rosemont, we have seen this many, many, many times, puts out, you know, we're going to just...
We're on the brink.
Yes, just around the corner. And then it gets delayed and delayed and delayed. So I don't expect it to happen on that timetable.
Dan, when do you think they'll... Well, I think the question more appropriately would be, when will the lawsuits begin?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That you might see start this year.
Yes.
So I don't know about the digging, but we'll see. But, you know, there are so many great questions that have come up yet again this week because of the Star editorial for the mine. And we had a chance to talk with Kathy about some of them. But, you know, they have several claims up in those mountains. Are they going to mine any but the one we've been talking about? As you mentioned, the rail spur, why can we not do that? Because Highway 83 just cannot handle it, and I think pretty much everyone's in agreement, even though I know there have been traffic studies done. You know, the Hard Rock Mining and Reclamation Act in 2009, which basically would require mining companies to pay a royalty on what they pull out of the ground. I'd like to know what Rosemont thinks of that, you know, because that's one thing that's been coming up, too. So it's the resources belong to all of us.
Well, everybody seemed to have an opinion on the Arizona Daily Star editorial, kind of the talk of the town, a lot of buzz about the Star editorializing on Sunday's paper, and congratulations to the Star. I thought the paper was very content-rich on Sunday, so I thought there was some really good reporting.
Well, thank you.
Anyway,
thank you very much.
Why now the decision, something that I'm sure you and your colleagues have talked about for months, if not years?
Yes, for years.
About Rosemont, but why this timing now?
On the editorial board, we've been studying this issue for years. I mean, it's been 6 years that this has been going on. We've talked to experts. We've talked to the Save the Scenic Santa Rita advocates. We've talked to the Rosemont people. We've talked to various scientists, read the different reports and the studies and the comments, and came to the conclusion that while it may not be a wise idea to proceed with this mine, under existing federal and state law, it looks like they are going to get the go-ahead, and that they have made mitigations and changes to their plan. And I think in a broader point, that it's really to be, I think a lot of credit goes to the people who have been so vocal and so industrious about this for forcing those changes, those mitigations. And that with the thousands of public comments, the hearings, the process has worked to the effect that it has improved greatly from the original plan, even though the mine itself may not be the wisest decision to move forward.
And Dan, the Green Valley News, your paper has not taken an editorial stand. Why is that?
Well, we believe that what our people want from us is information, and that they can make the decision on their own. And we were discussing actually earlier, you know, does it really matter what a newspaper thinks? And a newspaper has to be a leader in the community. in our case, we're saying we're going to help set the agenda. What are the important issues that we're going to dig into, get you information, and go from there? So we're not going to take a stand one way or the other. And we've been very up the middle and presenting both sides on this.
And you certainly have published a lot of letters to the editor, people's opinions on this, as has the Arizona Daily Star.
Right. There are a few things.
People feel very passionate about it. And I don't know. I have not seen any kind of survey or polling, but my gut feeling, this community is pretty much divided 50-50 on this issue.
I that's probably true. I mean, I'm just sort of a gut feeling about that. But one of the reasons that we did decide to write an editorial and the accompanying piece about, I think, the big underlying issue, which is the state of our water and water laws in our area, is because we tend to hear from either Rosemont, the people who advocate for Rosemont, who really want the mine, and people who really, really don't, who have very good reasons for opposing it, and that there isn't necessarily, people don't always have the time to sit and read through the reports, go through everything, and look at things from a factual basis. And so that's why we decided that is part of our role in the community. And we take that very seriously. Mm-hmm. And so looked at the facts on the table, looked at all the information, and said, the law is flawed, but this is where we are at this point.
I want to move, Dan, unless you have anything more to add. No, I want to move on because there's other really important news this week concerning, the remarks from Representative Kavanaugh, who heads up the Appropriations Committee. First of all, it looks like education, not going to really get all that much more money, very little additional money. The universities pretty much in the budget are zeroed out as far as more money. And Representative Kavanaugh brought up, Dan Scheer, that maybe not everyone needs to get a four-year degree in this state.
Well, he's absolutely right, and I think people have been twisting his words. It's not a question of keeping kids out of the universities, but rather directing them to where they can get the best training. The community colleges in this state are extremely strong. They offer tremendous programs, and a lot of people who are getting four-year degrees really don't need them. And I think a lot of people are bailing out to the universities because they don't have a solid plan. I tell my kids I was an oddball. I went to college knowing exactly what I wanted to do, and then it took a four-year degree. A university can offer a good education, but if you can't do anything with the degree when you're done, really what good is it? So we're graduating a lot of people who have this huge amount of debt. The average debt for a college graduate, $30,000.
Wow.
That is huge. But how many of them are stepping into jobs where they can start wrestling that debt a little bit?
Well, but the other part of that is Mr. Kavanaugh's point was, you know, if you're just going to be a sales clerk, you don't really need a four-year degree, which may be true, but why is the only job available that of being a sales clerk?
Yeah, and maybe those people who went 4 years to college did not aspire to be a sales clerk.
Exactly. So I think it's sort of a short-circuit way of looking at things to say, oh, well, the end result is you're going to be a sales clerk, so therefore you've wasted your time and money in a four-year university. I think it's a much bigger problem than that. And if that's the best kind of not that there's anything wrong with being a sales clerk.
Of course not.
But if we're talking about job creation and economic development, we need to take the conversation a step farther.
Yeah, but the real question to me here is are universities preparing people for the reality of what the workforce is like? Do these jobs exist? I contend that you can take out a third of the degrees at a university, and really the job market is not going to miss them. Really, they aren't. Now, there is value in setting a long-term goal and reaching it. And so when someone has a four-year degree, that's the way I look at it. And that's very valuable. And the things that a university exposes a young person to are also very valuable. But at the end of the day, they need a job, and they need to not be saddled with this kind of debt.
Congratulations to the Pima Community College for setting up a Green Valley campus.
Right.
I think that's a good move.
Right. They've come back. They've had it there for a while, but it had been dormant for quite a while. But then last fall, they started offering classes there again, and we'll see where they go. But, you know, I'm a huge proponent of the community colleges. I love what they do. It isn't for everybody, but a lot more people should be looking at them than do.
Well, excuse me, I think the 2 and 2 programs are very, very effective.
Excellent.
Because absolutely, there are people who, if you figure out what you want to do, get your basics, gen ed sort of out of the way in community college, and then decide if you want to move on to a U of A or other 4-year universities. So I think part of it also, and this is something that Ann Weaver Hart is really the university president has spoken a lot about, and Dan brought it up too, is that you need to have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You need to have some idea, because just going into any educational opportunity without knowing vaguely what you want to do is not really wise.
Democrat Andrea D'Alessandro, Arizona's newest state senator. She was the nod of the Board of Supervisors. So now, Dan, they will have to decide who will fill Representative D'Alessandro's position.
Right. And I checked this morning, and I still have not seen a timetable for that. I know they want to do that very quickly. They have some meetings up in Phoenix on Saturday, so I don't know that they're going to get a chance to do that, because they would address it within Legislative District 2 down here. So we'll see what happens. My guess is that Demian Klinko and Annabelle Nunez, who were behind Andrea apparently the voting on the Board of Supervisors, will probably be in the hunt again. But again, same process as when Andrea was chosen. The Democrats will pick 3 people. It'll go to the Board of Supervisors, and they'll pick the new representative.
Gloria has a comment for us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Gloria, go ahead.
Well, first of all, let me say Annabelle Nunez is awesome. She has a master's degree in library science. Very bright young woman. I want to suggest on the education side that if people want to major in women's studies or Chicano studies or whatever, those degrees that are very hard to place when you graduate, I'm a career coach, by the way, that they consider double majors. So something practical, after going to the Occupational Outlook Handbook online, something very practical that where there still are jobs available, and then that which is your passion, music, dance, whatever else. The double major doesn't take that much longer, doesn't cost that much more, and it has way better results.
Good advice.
Yeah, it's good advice, Gloria, and I think, Sarah, it would make the graduate perhaps more marketable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you've got a little of the practical, and then you've got a little bit of the more out there stuff.
One of my students that I work with, I should say that I teach over at the U of A, I teach in the School of Journalism, but she, a student I have, is a journalism major, I think she's double majoring in philosophy, and she says it's just a fascinating combination. And I don't know how you become a professional philosopher, but
I don't know.
Well,
if
they teach them to think.
Openings,
yes. They teach them to think, which is philosopher. Yeah, that's important.
So. Yeah, Dan, you had a late night last night.
Boy, we were over the border in Nogales, Sonora, with the Green Valley Concert Band, and this actually was a historic trip. They went over and played a concert. It was quite an undertaking to get them over there, but this is the largest contingent that the U.S. consulate in Nogales has ever brought across the border. It was quite an affair. It's basically not so much about the music. It's about reaching over the border, ambassadors through music. It was a terrific night. It was really neat. Andrea D'Alessandro, our new state senator, was there, and we hope to see a lot more of this. There are so many hoops to jump through. I had no idea when you bring a big group over there and try to put this together, but they did it. It came off without a hitch.
Was it well-received in Nogales?
We had about 800 people there. Wow. They were just thrilled to be there. It was mostly people from Mexico. We probably, I'm going to guess, maybe 100, 150 people actually made the trip down from southern Arizona.
Wow. Sarah, that's troubling to me, and I'm sure to you and so many of our listeners who love animals, about the news about a 7th bighorn now apparently has been consumed by mountain lions.
Yeah, it's like hometown buffet up there if you're a mountain lion.
I mean, there were 31 to start with, so we've lost 7.
Part of it is nature takes its course, but it does call into question. I mean, I'm not a wildlife biologist, but I don't know if if they keep up at this rate, there's not going to be a herd left.
Yeah. I mean, what then the question will become, what will be a sustainable herd? What number?
Yeah, and that's a good question, and I'm still kind of wondering why they did this. I'm not sure why, but, you know, what is it? The Circle of Life?
Yes.
Does that fit in here? Okay.
Yes.
I never saw the movie. But, yeah, it is. So.
All right. Dan Scheer and Sarah Garrett-Gasson, thank you both for spending the hour with us, and I hope you both have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
All right, we've got Weekend Watch with Matt Russell coming up next on The Buckmaster Show.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
It's time for the Weekend Watch presented by Grant County in Silver City, New Mexico, where they are preparing for the big Fantasia, Chocolate Fantasia annual event. It's February 8th this year in downtown Silver City. If you like chocolate, Chocolate Fantasia is for you. 20 different vendors of special chocolates happening in downtown Silver City, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to Silver City. Check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, which has all the listings of things to do and places to stay, like Lake Roberts Motel and Pinos Altos Cabins. Let's welcome now the host of Weekend Watch. He is Mr. Matt Russell, award-winning Tucson publicist and columnist, food and beverage columnist for Inside Tucson Business. Matt, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing much better, Bill. You know, I spent the last few days down and out with the flu, but it's going to take more than that to keep me off the Buckmaster show, let me assure you.
Well, I know you had a lot of the chicken soup, but now you're ready to, shall we say, something a little stronger?
Yes, indeed. You know, Bill, one of the places that I really love for happy hour is Acacia on Skyline and Campbell. And it's not just for their amazing views of the city. They have something called a 5 for $6 till $7, which means starting at 4 p.m., you can get one of their five small plate appetizers for only $6 up until 7 o'clock every night. Catchy and delicious at the same time. Choose from roasted red pepper hummus and smoked chicken wings and Havarti dumplings, a lot more. And with $5 house margaritas, you can't go wrong. Happy hour at Acacia tonight.
That's the pick of the week for the happy hour. How about the speakeasy comes to the Hotel Congress?
Yeah, as I wrote in my Inside Tucson Business column last week, tonight is the night for the big John Dillinger speakeasy at the Hotel Congress beginning at 7 o'clock. Taste up to 10 premium whiskeys and sample some delicious Prohibition-era food and enjoy live big band music, all for only $25 a person. They're even setting up a speakeasy cigar lounge out on the plaza for those who want to fire up gangster style. So it's a speakeasy fit for a fugitive tonight at the Hotel Congress.
And get out the big stogie. Time for Dillinger fun. Opening of the Cartel Coffee Laboratory.
What's that? Another hot new place is hitting the downtown scene, Bill, and this one really got my attention. It's the grand opening of Cartel Coffee Lab, 210 East Broadway, tomorrow night beginning at 5 o'clock. Now, these guys are out to transform customer service into a true customer experience. And that's going to be evident tomorrow with some of the best coffee around, along with, get this, complimentary pizzas and sandwiches from their wood-fired oven and $4 draft beers. You had some live music from top local bands, and you've got a great Saturday night brewing. So I say welcome Cartel Coffee Lab to the downtown community tomorrow at 5. Now, Bill, did I mention free pizza and sandwiches?
Oh, you did now. That's enough to get a lot of people over to this grand opening. Quickly, about your Inside Tucson Business column.
Yeah, next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, Bill, and I take a look at some local restaurateurs who are working overtime to help you get ready to feed your football party guests on game day.
All right, Matt Russell, thank you very much for getting out of sick bay to be with us on the Buckmaster Show.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. And a quick shout-out to Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team is a family business. They do fantastic carpentry, interior painting, drywall repair, insurance restoration. Give Chris a call, 520-39 800-320-2247. If you didn't get a chance to jot down the phone number, just check them out on the web, Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com, has the Buckmaster Show seal of approval. And of course, they welcome credit cards, Moncada Construction. Another shout out to our friends at Culligan. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple, Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial needs. All of our in-studio guests get a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. The Expert Talk begins tomorrow, 7 a.m. with Phil Cedar's show, continues right on through the weekend, then Wake Up Tucson back with you 6 to 8 on Monday morning here on KVOI. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of the lovely and talented producer, my producer, Rosemary Brandt, so glad to have Rose on board, I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.